The new report is a follow-up to a similar one published this summer that found 800 Walmart employees on Badger Care cost the state almost $3 million last year. This report adds the cost for employees who use Medicaid, senior care, and a federal family planning program, and comes up with a total cost of more than $13 million in taxpayer-funded health costs for Walmart employees. The report also targets Aurora Healthcare of Milwaukee, McDonald's, and Walgreens as companies that are forcing employees onto public medical assistance programs. The figures in the Citizen Action Report come from the State Department of Health and Family Services. But a spokesperson for the department says the new report overstates the problem Walmart and other large companies are causing. Jason Helgerson says employers shouldn't be criticized for not providing benefits to older part-time employees who have access to senior care.
So I think in a sense this broader look may somewhat distort the picture.
However, Helgerson says the state would like to encourage companies not to adopt practices that push employees onto state-funded programs.
Where we're going to see that most frequently will be in the Badger Care program. So that is really what we're going to be watching very closely in the months and years to come to make sure that that phenomenon does not occur.
A Walmart spokesperson, Dan Fogelman, says his company is addressing that issue with a new health benefits initiative called the Value Plan that will lower the premiums for the company's health policy and help employees set up health savings accounts.
It's really designed to help that person that needs to go to the doctor once or twice a year and get some medicines before a deductible would kick in. We think it's going to be a very attractive plan to our associates.
But Citizen Action's Darcy Haber says the company's deductibles are very high, and she points to an internal Walmart memo published in the New York Times on Wednesday that suggests the company is also changing its hiring practices to limit the number of people who might use health insurance. She says the company is adding a physical heavy lifting component to all its jobs.
So no one will be just a cashier. You'll be a cashier and a cart collector. Walmart has noticed that their health care costs, even the meager amount they pay, has gone up significantly in the last year, and they attribute it to having older, disabled, and obese employees. And so they have just figured out a way to try to whittle down the workforce to only the healthy, young, and fit.
Democrats in the state Senate and Assembly will introduce a bill next week that would require companies to reimburse the state for the cost of its employees who use Badger Care or Medicaid. It would only affect companies with more than 10,000 employees that don't offer insurance covering 80% of employee health costs. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.